On our Seeds of Success feature, today we're featuring Chris Pettit at Misty Glen Creamery. But tell me about Misty Glen. Now, how long has this been here? How long have you been doing this?
So for Misty Glen Creamery, we opened in June of 2022. But the dairy farm's been here. My father-in-law had it, and I'm not good at remembering dates, but it's like 1957 or something like that. And then he actually grew up on the farm next door. So the Pettits have been farming in this area since the 1800s, I believe. So
now, do you come from a farm family?
I do, yep.
Whereabouts?
So I was raised down in Chatham, Kent, on a farm down there. Mainly cash crop with a broiler breeder, a chicken quota back when I was growing up. And then the chicken quota, they sold the chicken quota. And then they do a cow-calf Black Angus herd down in Chatham, Kent as well. So, and then also when I was growing up, my older brother had some finishing hogs. So there was a little bit of everything when I was growing up on the farm.
Now, dairy here, how many head are we talking?
So we will be, for the milking herd, be milking between 50 to 60 cows, just depending on the time of year. You know, when you classify that, that's a pretty small farm in the grand scheme of dairy farming anymore. We're very passionate about that, which is why, but part of the reason for the creamery, like there's lots of reasons why we built the creamery, but we wanted to be able to educate people on farming. And so that classic family farm is what we represent, how we live our daily life. And we wanted to be able to give people the opportunity to be able to experience the things that we get to experience every day. So that's why we're doing things like our open house on Sunday, why we've done open houses in the past. Even before we had the creamery, we opened up and did some open houses as well as some school tours coming in, because we just feel it's really important for people to learn how their food is made. And so now with the creamery, we have a full farm to table operation, right from it being produced from the cow to the end product ending up on your table. So the interesting thing about us is we thought about doing the creamery roughly around 8 to 9 years ago. And then we actually took it off the table, we thought indefinitely, because the milking barn was new at the time. So that's a huge capital investment. Yeah. So then we didn't want to take the risk of building something else. And then early 2020, we came back to the table and we started looking at different products. Really what stimulated that was we saw a shipping container that was that they use in the States, that the very micro dairy. And then we're like, well, if they can do that in a shipping container, maybe we just need to relook at things again. We applied to get a dairy plant specialist and start the process of things. And then a tornado hit our barn in June of 2020. And so, of course, we're starting in the midst of COVID and everything like that. 2 days after the tornado, that's when we had our first meeting with the dairy plant specialist from OMAFRA. And then actually a month later, a second tornado came and hit the trusses that they were trying to save from the barn. So then they were all mangled and we had to order trusses. So our cows were gone for 6 months. The silver lining to that was that we were able to continue to plan for the creamery while we were building the barn again. When we did that, we actually put in a new or an upgraded camera system into the dairy barn. And then we incorporated that into the creamery as well. So in the store, you can come into the store at any given time and there's a live feed of the cows on the TV that's happening in the barn. I think people really enjoy that. They come into the store, the kids like, oh, there's the cows. We can talk to the robot. We can do education on the fly.
Now, the store itself, how did that come about here?
When we were planning this, we always wanted to have a retail with the. And the reason for that was that we want that personal touch. We want to be able to educate. We wanted our consumers to know who their farmer was, because that's important in the grand scheme of people feeling comfortable about where they're purchasing their food anymore. So as we start to shift more to that local, and that's what we're seeing, is that people want to know where their food's coming from, talk to the person that's producing their food. So the store was that piece for us to be able to do that. But our goal is to bring more people here, because we really want this to be a destination spot, agritourism, so that we can continue to add to the education and the experience. Now, my goal, I'm a specialized geriatric nurse, so I've worked in dementia care for pretty much my 20 years in nursing, is to be able to do dementia day programming on farm here in the future. The goal for the creamery for me personally is that we continue to do really well with this business so that we can help subsidize that programming in the future.